Fuck it, dude. No condom.
No condom. We're going raw dog.
Raw dog this fucking pod.
Could I get...
good afternoon.
Can I get my phones in?
So what? So you can hear yourself speak?
Yeah, well, I can hear you, too.
Oh, you can hear us. In that case, yes.
I'm trying to listen and be accountable.
No, you're not. You don't like... You hate listening.
Do you want to tell your accountability story?
No,
Adam told us a funny story.
No. The time is now for me to be accountable.
No, the time is now for you to be funny, because that's your job.
Well, okay.
So tell the story.
What's the story?
The one you're referencing with...
Oh, it's just a thing I saw on Twitter.
So say it.
It was a black guy saying, who Kurt Cobain?
No, and do the whole thing. Say it the way you said it before.
It was a headline that said, Kid Cudi wears a dress on SNL in tribute to Kurt Cobain. And then a black guy responded, who's Kurt Cobain? And a black lady said, how about you be accountable and Google it your own damn self? And I thought that was funny because...
It is funny.
She was claiming that he was asking her to do his emotional labor.
A lot of you at home may be like, oh, well, he bullied him to tell that story and then he's not laughing and he's doing it.
Well, I got a lot of laughs.
We're smiling. Before the show.
I'm smiling right now and I laughed hard.
Earlier we enjoyed it a lot.
It's just a thing I saw. Really.
But, you know, it was kind of pulling teeth to get him to tell it again. So
I didn't know you wanted me to tell
you
it.
You could have just performed it like the
I
first
would
time.
Love,
here's the thing. Yeah. I would laugh. If somebody shows effort on this show, even if I've heard it before, I'm laughing.
I know.
That's the kind of guy I am.
Yeah, you're a team player.
So if you had done it, if you had just tried it again, Nick wouldn't have done shit, but I'd be over here cackling.
Yeah, I should have done it with Gus.
I would have given you my full-throated support of saying, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's my version of laughing very hard.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me,
the other version of me laughing very hard at something is when I laugh very hard at it.
Yes.
But that's...
There's no rhyme or reason to that, really, you know? Unless...
That one doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know. So, anyway.
There was something else.
Well, I should have performed it better.
It's okay.
Yeah, okay.
That's all right. Just know I'm here to help put anything over the
top. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's part of... That's part of what I appreciate about
it. A little alley-oop over to style.
That's right. I'm throwing
it. Muslim was the first person to do that? That's why that's called that?
The alley-oop?
Yeah.
Are they...
Well, it's an Arabic word that means to throw a basketball to your friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ali. Wait, no. Muhammad Ali. I guess I always think Ali is the first as Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
Ali is the second is Muslim.
Yeah, that's true.
Arab and Muslim is not the same thing. Many will believe that.
Oh, I think it's 100% the same thing.
No, who you been no listening chance. To? Reza, what's his name?
Reza
Azdan Evil.
Yeah. That guy had such a nice run. It's like there'd be like a Muslim guy that kills like 7,000 people, and he's like, it's racist to pay attention to that. They would just have him on CNN to be
that guy?
He's a theologian.
He's a religions expert.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But he would come on to defend Islam every time, which is like, it's sort of counterproductive.
Yeah.
You know, because it's better to just not say anything.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
You don't want, because
they figured that out now. That guy killed all those people in Colorado.
Yeah.
And the news is just like, let's just not. But just not pay attention to it. Then there's no reason to say like why it's not.
Right,
you know,
you're just
Islam
attracting attention to it.
Yeah,
because everybody knows it's not. You know.
Yeah.
Most Muslim guys are just like, for example, the guys that have the Egyptian seafood shop by me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Abu Kir Seafood.
Great guys.
Great guys.
Yeah. Great guys. You can be friendly with them, but. You know they probably have a bomb.
No. That's not.
Just a rainy day bomb.
There's no rainy day bomb. They're good Americans. They pay their taxes and they provide very high quality seafood.
Of course.
And they'll cook it for you any way you want.
They're human beings
grilled,
like anybody
broiled,
else.
Fried.
And you know, that's a big
theme. I wouldn't share a plane with them.
I would share a plane with no hesitation.
Uh-huh.
But the truth and is, would they share a plane with you?
Yes.
Because you're a member of another anti-plane night community.
No.
The gas guzzlers.
Yeah. No, fuck off.
Can you imagine you're on a plane and then a fat, it's either like, Muslim a morbidly or fat guy. Obese guy with a turban gets on? And he's like, this is my seat. And he's sitting next to you.
Yeah, and you have to choose.
And you're like, can I move?
Because he's fat. Yeah. Let me be clear. He's fat. I'm not racist.
Which ones were?
Yeah.
You're just explaining to the stewardess. It's like, because he's a big fat guy, and you turn around and the plane is all fat women.
Oh, nice.
And you're like, actually, it's because he's a Muslim.
Yeah.
And then there's a sitting ovation. The cheeks are clapping.
Mm-hmm.
A sitting
mm-hmm.
ovation tonight. For
the release,
for the release of the first edible personal narrative book here, Strand, My Body, My Words.
I would love to eat a big ass jelly book
by Dawn Beth Custard. She was a columnist at the Scream, at the Gay Scream, mm-hmm. for years, and then she wrote on Hello Sexy,
A Peacock original,
yeah.
A Peacock original about a woman who weighs 750 pounds.
She wrote for the blog Cuntlicious for years. covering girl superhero movies for Cuntlicious. And now her book, Honk Honk, Where's the Toilet, is being released. Some huge band.
Yeah, but she'd probably have good lipstick. I'll give her that.
I just want to say your book meant so much to me, and just especially chapter 3, Moo.
the whole chapter is one law. It's one M and then 5 million O's.
5 million moos. And your story about identifying with the chocolate cow in the old Hershey's chocolate milk commercials.
Yeah.
And you said, how come in this instance the brown cow at that job is special, but in the real world the brown cow is seen as always 10 minutes late to work.
Uh-huh. The lowest member of society.
Yeah. And so if we could just convince people that chocolate milk in real life, and then I couldn't read the rest of it because there was barbecue sauce that somehow got printed into the book.
A big fat handprint. Yeah.
There was a bunch of Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce all over there.
And it made it to every single copy somehow.
There's a grease stain that just makes the page translucent.
Dude.
It's like glass.
Translucent nachos. A chip? Is there anything better? Mm-hmm. Just to make myself clear, I am an ally with this fictional character.
Yeah.
And I will say, my dick gets so hard when a nacho chip is translucent and as a bonus, extra salty.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
That is nice.
Isn't that fucking a nice little bite?
That sounds tasty.
Yeah.
Damn, I wish I had it. I miss just going to town on a fucking Chipotle bag of chips.
Oh, yeah. The homemade chips.
They do a good job.
With the translucent bag from all the oil.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, when I was really on my shit, I would squeeze a little extra lemon and put even more salt so that it would stick to the lemon.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're talking.
Because you like aromatics.
I love aromatics.
You know what I did recently?
He's a seasoning.
I was on the Eastern Shore and I did the put malt vinegar on French fries and then cover them in Old Bay.
Classic move.
So good.
A class, not something I want to do every time, but every like
they were in like a cup, and I poured enough malt vinegar in there that the vinegar like kind of soaked on the bottom.
Respect.
And then my cousin was like, "Geez, you want some vinegar with your fries?" And I was like, "Shut up, you fucking cunt!"
He got you, or she got you.
Yeah, no, she didn't, because she doesn't know what she's talking about.
Wow,
that's how much vinegar you need.
Mm. Yeah, I like it when they get soggy with vinegar.
Yeah, you want them wet.
Still warm but soggy.
Mm-hmm. I can't. I gotta be honest. I don't have a staid method because each time it's like a new flirtation. Because I'm not vinegar on my fries is not a go to thing. But when I have, it's usually
when in Rome.
Exactly, yeah. And that's why I haven't developed a state methodology. Mm-hmm. It changes mm-hmm. every time. One time, you know, you want to have those at the beach. Also, at a sporting event can be mm-hmm. nice. You're watching
London style.
London town.
That's how they do it. Fish mm-hmm. and chips, malt vinegar. Yeah. Really? Yeah, they like it that way.
Never been. I can't. I wonder.
Cheerio.
Yeah.
Fruit Loop.
I want to get my dick sucked Frosted by a bitch fights. With some weird British teeth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
British teeth. Big tits.
Big tits.
Is that going on in that
and
one,
little
too?
Gap tooth.
Do they
yeah.
have
a Union Jack tattoo huh? directly above her pussy. Uh-huh. And then it's the hair is grown in so the, it's a yes. hairy Union
Jack. No, 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 no,
yeah,
no.
It's
the
repulsive.
Hair. I forgot to shave me flag over me fanny.
No, the
sorry if a queen's strops is a bit hairy, isn't it? The pussy hair will be like that. The beef eaters. It'll be like one big, long, furry strip.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Marge's hair, like black Marge's yeah. hair.
Just the English women all shave their pussy hair like a top hat.
Yeah, that'd yeah. be good too. Mm-hmm. Those are the options.
That used to Union drive Jack. Me insane that they'd wear Marge hats when yeah. I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's the same thing.
It would drive you absolutely bonkers.
It would drive me batty. Mm. Yeah.
I don't like that they call
it's
a pussy
mental.
A fanny, though.
It's mental. Mental. It's mental that the queen has gods.
Oh, R.I.P. to Prince Philip.
Yeah, he was a big fan.
He mm-hmm. loved the show.
I know you guys get mad at me for name dropping.
You like him because he's Greek?
He's not fucking Greek. I'm pissed off at that.
He's proper Greek.
No,
I think.
He's not. These cocksuckers
just
installed.
Cut the technical difficulties.
These motherfuckers installed some bullshit German fucking Anglo
They're
kings.
They're all German, right?
After the fucking revolution. And this cocksucker, we booted their bitch asses, of course.
But his real name is Philippos.
No, it is.
Philippos. Look at that motherfucker and tell me he's Greek. He's not fucking
Philippos
Greek.
He's Philippos of Lesbos. Yeah.
No, he's not from
he comes
Lesbos.
From the lesbian island.
That's from that's where my grandmother's
Prince
from.
Yeah, I know your grandma's from there, dude.
Princesos Filipos.
No, shut the fuck up. I know your grandma's from there. She's
how
not my
be,
grandma's
how could
not
you be
dyking,
more Greek?
But I'm good for
than,
if she
like,
was, it'd be cool.
Not having yeah. a job, you're just famous for fucking some rich woman.
Your cousin, which
yeah.
is not
yeah,
what we
he's
do.
He's my yeah. hero, dude.
He's just some incestuous fucking bum.
That's no. not Greek. That's British. You're talking about British guys.
No, we're talking
guys.
About Greek guys. Dude.
Any guy that's getting paid off of a yeah. rich woman
and
is
then
my
just,
guy.
He just goes on vacation and says racist stuff. But in like a kind of like, but you know, what the hell is this guy made out of? Coffee beans?
Yeah, that's a real.
That's a very
dude.
Mediterranean style racist.
Yeah,
no,
is doing
it. It is. That's a Mediterranean.
Just sneaking it in where you're like, that's racist, but it's clever.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though.
Good
he
on
he
you.
Comes it from a point of he comes from a point of turning your nose down. You know, he's royalty. Mm-hmm. He's got more advantage. All this kind of yeah. shit. Whereas Mediterranean racism, it's...
But he's not royalty. He fucked up.
No,
I mean,
is.
He is nobility.
He is. He wouldn't
he
have married
is.
The queen if he
I
did,
know,
was
I know,
entitled.
I know how that works, but it's like so many other people could have gotten that P and yeah. become...
But
you know,
maybe
even,
he had the best D.
What do they call it when you're in his position? Because you're not the king of England. You're like the...
The crown prince.
The is that it?
The yeah. No, the crown prince is the guy that's going to become king. I
yeah,
think.
So you're
fucking
like
idiot.
You're
no,
like
the crown prince is married to the
no.
king regent or something. They got a name
fuck.
For it like that. Or
uh-huh.
I feel like I'm right, and I'm not going to look it up.
I'm not going to look it up either.
So I'm right.
We'll leave that to the experts at home.
And then
the
everybody,
geniuses.
You know, everybody's sucking Meghan Markle's dick for being, mm-hmm. you know, I don't
her
know, she
big
was like a
black dick.
Well, she was like a she was like a janitor or something.
She played a janitor on Suits.
She was a janitor who married, mm-hmm. you know, the prince or something.
The mm-hmm. other bitch, no. though, too. Was
but this guy, who's just some Greek pedophile.
He's not boy. Greek. He is her fucking cousin. They're related. He has no Greek bloodlines.
Yeah,
sure
what makes
born.
It more Greek other
this
than
guy,
marrying
this guy would
cousin.
Have been
that's
fucking...
That's not Greek. That's yes, hillbilly American shit.
This
no,
guy would have been fucking like stealing vending machines all over the seaside. in a fucking...
That would be a Greek guy, yes.
In some like three-cylinder pickup yeah. truck with his brother Eustos.
Yeah.
That would have been his life.
The Eustos is not a Greek name. Yeah. Thank you very
yes,
much.
Yes, it is.
You're yeah. close. But
this guy would
I give you credit because you tried to create one from bits and pieces of Greek names you do know.
That's,
this guy
that's
would be,
called being an artist. That's called painting a picture uh-huh. of a schizophrenic world.
This guy would be roofying tourists on an island while LMFAO
let me
is
take
playing.
You, let me take you, show you the sunset. It's
I
so
show
beautiful.
You the real Greece.
The real Greece, away from everybody. This is for, Yeah, just I'll go with Eustos for you, my friend. Mm-hmm. Eustos's Rape Cove.
Dude, Eustos gets so much pee on vacation.
Yeah. I do have a cousin that he does not rape, but he does fuck quite a bit of tourist pussy on the beach. He's like a 37-year-old man who like can't.
He's still waiting for summer break.
Literally works at bars on summer. I think he finally has a career now. I think he finally grew out of it. But his like main earning years were like during the fucking financial crisis. So he just went. He didn't have a job. He just lived with his parents, and then he would just go to a heavily tourist island, Eos, and he would work at a rock bar, and then he would
rock and roll
the Pegasus. Shouts out to them. Nice. I think they went out of business.
God damn it!
But he would absolutely get his uncirced cock sucked by a lot. You know, a nice amount of Australians were over there.
That's those are the ones that are going around the world giving just out pussy,
just giving pussy away.
Yeah, that's their primary export because it's a very rocky island.
Yeah, the agriculture's not great.
They can't really grow much.
But the
there.
Pussy farms are
they just send pussy around
are working,
the world.
Are working overtime. Yeah. And if it, yeah, we'll take a couple of shipments here if you want to send some over from Sydney or Melbourne. We'll take some, or even Bris Vegas. Let's not forget.
Oh, you can't forget Bris Vegas.
fuck, dude.
Damn, I've been trying to remember something for 5 minutes and now I can't. Oh, that's it. I watched The Time to Kill. Which I've been meaning to rewatch for a while now. And it is so much dumber than I remember it being. Hilarious movie. Did you catch it?
I've never seen it.
I saw the clips you sent us in the group
chat. I did see how sweaty Matthew McConaughey.
They're all sweat. They're sweating constantly because it's the sun. But it's 1996, and like the movie opens with this like racial hate crime. Mm-hmm. But all the black people are like sharecroppers. Mm-hmm. They're all like naked and living in like
1996
in a shanty town.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's set in 96. Yes. It doesn't just come out in 96.
No, it's set in 96. And what's his name? Samuel Jackson is like he's a guy whose daughter is raped.
Mm.
But it's like two racists in like broad daylight. They just rape her or whatever. And then they just like, then they go hang out at Perkins.
Nice.
And fucking Charles S. Dutton is the sheriff. And he's like, I've had it with you boys. You know, whatever. Like they arrest him. And Samuel Jackson's like, oh, they're never going to like, you know, they're not going to be prosecuted. So they don't even stand trial while they're like on their way to court. He like, they have this shot of him where he's hiding in the janitor's closet. And he looks like he's in the jungle. It's just like shadows on his eyes.
Yeah,
like he's
like
an enraged tiger.
Yeah, you just hear like.
And then he like kicks down the doors of the janitor's closet and mows them down in slow motion with a machine gun.
That fucking rocks. Yeah. Salute.
Yeah, and then the movie's about like fucking Matthew McConaughey trying to get like him off. And then it goes from there to Kiefer Sutherland, who's playing the like fucking like the brother of one of the boys that was murdered. And someone at the funeral is like, I'm real sorry about your brother. They were good boys or whatever. And then he's immediately just like fucking like boo. You know. And then the other guy's like, you know who would put an end to this is the Klan. And they're like, I thought the Klan was done. And he's like, no. My friend said he knows a couple of guys a couple towns over.
Yeah.
So Keith or Sutherland goes to meet with like this Klan connect, you know?
Yeah.
Like he's
the
buying
Klan plug, like, the racism plug.
Yeah. And fucking. And then it's like, it's what's that guy, Kurtwood Smith? Mm. The dad from
that 70s show.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, you did the right thing.
Red.
Right? And they're in like a factory with light coming through like a big industrial fan.
Yeah, the slur factory.
Yeah. Well, it's just this like empty industrial space. He's like, you did the right thing by coming to see me. And then he's like, the white man doesn't have a chance anymore now that they got the NAACP and the federal government on their side.
So true.
You know, or whatever. And then it's like, even I can't imagine the Klan in 1996 would be like, you know, like it's good that these guys raped a 5-year-old girl.
Oh, was it a kid?
Yeah, but they fucking these guys like raped and beat up like a 10-year-old.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
And then so the Klan doesn't exist, so Keith or Sutherland, and then so Kurt Wood is like, he's like, you know, he's like, you can even start your own chapter in the town. He's like, if you can find 6 or 7 like-minded friends.
Yeah.
And then the next scene is Keith and Sutherland handing out, like, basically, like, GameStop employment forms that just say, like, the Klan at the top. And it's like, name, address.
A paper trail. That's definitely what you do in the fucking
and
terrorist
like,
organization.
Just put down your information and the best number to call you back.
We that's need an emergency contact as well. And then, so they can't get a hold of you.
The Klan in this town where the Klan didn't exist. And then as the trial's happening, there's all these protesters and all the white people in the town are racist.
Yeah.
And then Sandra Bullock is... I mean, there's all this, like, bullshit that's
happening.
Oh,
Sandra Bullock's there.
She's this, like, this woman from Boston that, like, loves, like, capital. She hates the death penalty, so she wants to help McConaughey to get this guy off for the death penalty. But then the best part about the movie is, like, it kind of, like, masquerades as this, like... you know, lib, like, race, you know, anti-racist exploitation kind of thing.
Yeah.
But at its core, it's this deeply conservative pro-death penalty movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To the extent that at one point, like, you know, Matthew McConaughey's like, I don't see anything wrong with the death penalty. And Sandra Bullock was like, I thought you were a liberal. He's like, I am a liberal. I don't think that this man deserves to die, but we absolutely need the death penalty and there needs to be more of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And to do that in, like, 1996 Hollywood, where every single movie was, like, you know... but like you can, oh, this poor man is falsely like there's dead man walking. I think Green Mile is another one of them.
Definitely,
that was like a big thing in the 90s. Was like the death penalty, anti-death penalty stuff. It was that in Tibet, but
those were the two causes.
Yeah. Who? Well, anyway, so they established a Klan in the town, and now the Klan has hundreds of members.
Yeah,
like, and so they
Kiefer Sutherland's good, dude. He's throwing good Klan mixers.
And the Klan attacks Matthew McConaughey's house 3 times. They keeps getting attacked.
Yeah.
So they like they ran out of things for to happen in this movie. So the first I can't remember first time maybe they like they just burn a cross on his lawn. And then it's like, then there's no like extra security or anything that happens. Then they try to plant a bomb, and it's just up to Charles S. Dutton to like be like, "Give me the bomb, motherfucker!"
You yeah, know,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And then after they attempt to bomb and kill the defense attorney, still there's nothing there. And eventually they do blow up and burn his house to the ground.
Is he in it?
No, he's just afterwards. He's like going through the rubble, and he's like, you know, Oliver Platt's like, you know. Why don't you just drop the case? Or, you know, he's like, go on vacation.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Yeah, right. And he's like, I'm looking for my dog. I'm just trying to find my dog. You know, like just doing his like bullshit Matthew McConaughey.
Of course.
Thing. And so Sandra Bullock is like helping him. And then at one point the Klan kidnaps her and like ties her to a tree and sexually assaults her.
Jesus Christ.
And then she's in the hospital. But then at the end, you know, they win the case and it's her just like at the cookout smiling with a black eye. Like the best part about it is that they get this guy off who, by the way, did murder those guys and should face some kind of justice.
Yeah.
Not the death penalty, but like, no, you can't go into a courthouse with a fucking illegal machine gun and murder people before they even stood trial to see what happens.
Right.
And I mean, it's like the inverse of Death Wish, where there's this call for vigilantism, but directed at like admittedly evil, but some like poor, stupid. It is just like a rich liberal's fantasy of going down to the South and murdering poor white people.
There's certain poor people that check off boxes deserve to be murdered.
Right. To address some like racial thing that happened in their childhood that they feel bad about not doing more about.
Right.
Now they're like a
they're not even the murderer. They're just the fucking lawyer who helps the guy who actually got revenge on these people.
I mean, it's all this insane bullshit. At one point, like the NAACP is like, this case is important and like, you know, I forget the character, like Samuel, let's call him Charles Chocolate Weather.
Chocolate Weather.
Samuel L. Jackson's character. He's his name.
Chuck it Chocolate.
Yeah, his name's Hershey Nesquik. Mr. Hershey Nesquik. Anyway, so he, so they're like, it's very important that he gets off on this. And so they raise money and they get this like New York like big deal law firm that like specializes in capital murder cases. They're like, we're going to take over the case, you know. Uh-huh. And Matthew McConaughey is like, absolutely not.
This is my case.
Yeah. And it's like, why? You're friends with this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You would want him to have the best defense possible. You should be ecstatic that this giant law firm is like, let me defend him. And they like do some kind of weird finagling, and then fucking Samuel Jackson's on board. He's like, this is my lawyer. And the head of the NAACP is like, we raised all this money for you not to give it to some fucking cracker.
Oh, my God.
And then it's like, so...
So they're triumphing against even black racism.
Yeah, I don't... Like, I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
It's Matthew McConaughey's like, look, the death penalty's good, and black people can be racist.
The NAACP is kind of racist.
The NAACP is racist against white people.
That's such a fucking stupid both sides kind of like.
Yeah, totally.
It's like the answer
that's
is what
we... That's some Clinton shit for sure. That's some fucking that's Bill Clinton
What
Clinton
we need is
shit.
Unhinged vigilantism directed at fucking like nightmare caricatures of fucking rednecks.
Yeah.
And nothing else.
Yeah.
That's the only solution to these problems.
Damn. That's awesome.
But yeah, the very best part is the final scene of the movie is Matthew McConaughey coming to Samuel Jackson's cookout, and he brings his daughter.
He literally gets an invite to the cookout.
He gets an invite
to the
cookout.
It's a movie about a white guy getting invited to the cookout.
He gets an invite to the cookout, and then fucking...
That's such a liberal fantasy.
And Sam Jackson like looks at, he's like confused as to why the defense attorney that just got him off for murdering two guys in cold blood and also shooting a police officer to the extent that his like leg has to be removed.
Hell yeah.
Who was a guy...
That's the good part.
Who was a guy that he's friends with. Chris Cooper plays like the fucking bailiff who loses his leg. And then like Charles S. Dutton sneaks Samuel L. Jackson out of jail so he can go to the hospital room of the cop whose legs he shot off so he can apologize to him in the middle of the night. And he's like, I'm sorry for what I did, but I just had to do it.
Yep.
And then Chris Cooper doesn't say anything in a trial. He's like, I would have done the same thing.
You really?
And he's like the state's witness, and the state like didn't ask him how he felt before, and they're like, yeah, just put him up there and let him.
Yeah.
And then Kevin Spacey's the prosecutor.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow. Who keeps who like three or four times that there's multiple exchanges between the two of them where he's like, you know, he's like, oh, isn't this boy just out of law school? And then he's like, I thought they taught you that in law school. Like they just did. Kevin Spacey's character is just incredibly underwritten and sort of like not addressed at all.
Yeah.
But then there's all this extra bullshit going on that's needless. Like the NAACP thing doesn't make it. Anyways, the final scene of the movie where he's like, he brings his daughter to play the cookout. Like Samuel Jackson sort of looks and then looks back at him. And Matthew McConaughey goes, I just thought our kids could play together.
And then
it goes to credits. Like MLK. Beautiful. You remember?
That's what MLK wanted.
That was his dream.
I
have a dream. That one day a little black girl will be brutally raped by two rednecks and a man with an illegal assault rifle will burst out of a janitor's closet before they can stand trial and murder them in cold blood and fuck up just some guy who works at the courthouse. Not even a real cop.
Yeah, yeah.
Just basically a fucking like an usher.
Yeah, yeah.
A guy that like has a gun instead of a flashlight directing people to their fucking seats will lose his leg.
Every once in a while, one of those guys does get fucked up in an escape. That's a wild
bailiff.
Yeah. Their gun gets stolen, all that kind of shit.
But every once in a while, they get to fuck the lady judge.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and on Judge Judy, she would famously get her pussy,
blown out by that bailiff guy.
Oh, and he was like,
a nice big stud.
Judy, you went there.
Yeah.
Oh, Judy.
Dude, that guy would wreck Judge Judy's pussy.
I would love to watch that. Pussy off Judge Judy.
I would love to watch him just railing Judge Judith Schneidler.
Just some type
name
A Jewish woman that wants to have to like go to the emergency room after being fucked.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's just what they're into.
100%.
No, kill me. I need to be killed.
I'm ready to end it.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
I want my poussoir to be absolutely destroyed. Uh-huh.
Destroy me. Destroy me.
She's the like richest woman in the world.
Yeah.
She has like $500 million.
You think I could seduce her, get $100 million?
I would definitely fuck her old prolapsed pussy.
Dude, give me $1 million. I'll fuck Judge Judy.
I would
no
fuck
problem.
Her for $10,000.
$10,000? Come on, dude.
That's Judge, a rainy day. $10,000 is
Judge,
fun.
Judge
I would too, but you got to. You can't start the negotiation at 10. Of course.
I'm saying I would be willing to go as low as 10.
You don't want her. You don't want her to know. Now she knows.
I'm not going
to
tell her that. Oh,
she's,
no, I guess,
she's on the
can
public
no one
record.
Who's listening.
No one tell Judge Judy
tell
how
Judith.
Low. Adam would go.
I should have paid more attention to that movie because it's like anytime I was just like on my phone.
Yeah.
And anytime I'd look up, it was just fucking.
Who's Ashley Judd? His wife?
His wife.
She's so hot.
His wife, who again is like, you know, she's like this like loving wife. And then halfway she's like, you got to just move on, you know, like drop the case or whatever. And then she comes back, and then she actually inspires the bullshit speech at the end of the movie.
Oh, the time to kill.
That's the only thing I remember from the movie is that the speech.
The
fucking, yeah, the like, the, what clock speech?
Isn't it about time?
No, you're remembering a joke I did.
Oh, I thought that's, but I've never seen the movie.
No. No, he does like, like, you know, he's like, he describes, he's like, I want you to close your eyes. And you imagine this little girl is like raped and abused and, you know, they piss on her and then they throw beer cans at her head and, you know, just this like really awful, gratuitous yeah. description of like them violently raping this girl. And he's like, now I want you to imagine that little girl is white. And then the jury's like, oh.
And everyone's like, oh, yeah, starts yeah, crying.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, exactly. That's what happens. Which is... And again, the Klan didn't exist in this town.
Yeah.
It's like, so they mm-hmm. like, the I don't know, the way they have to, like, figure out how to get it to where the town is, like, these people are, the, like, in this, like, immediate, like, they're all mad about fucking General Sherman still.
Yeah.
You know, to like, just not care at all that this girl was, like, murdered.
It's a child that got raped.
Yeah, it's a child that got raped, but also that's not what the trial is.
Right,
it's whether
right.
or not this guy committed murder
right.
by mowing down these defendants with a machine gun before they could stand trial.
Yeah, exactly. Even if you're the prosecutor, you're going to be like, yes, what yeah. these guys did was horrible.
It's a horrific crime.
But yeah. we can't have lawless... Yeah, we can't just have... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have 100% be...
They weren't even acquitted of the rape.
Right. It'd
they
be different if they were acquitted.
On trial for the rape.
But Kevin Spacey doesn't make that argument. He just says, it's good to rape black girls.
He doesn't say anything other than like, didn't they learn that in law school?
Yeah.
Is like, he's doing Southern Kevin Spacey,
yeah,
too.
He's doing Frank...
Yeah.
Frank...
Dussock.
Frank Dussock.
Frank Dussock. I'd love a nice tall
before,
bottle of Frank
before
Dussock.
I deleted Instagram. I had a day where I went on the Frank Dussock Instagram page.
Oh, yeah.
And commented, but what do Frank suck on all their a bunch of their posts?
Maybe the best named brand of wine there yeah. is, Frank Dussock.
I like, after a long, hard day, I like relaxing to
just sucking down some Frank.
Frank Dussock.
A tall glass of Frank Dussock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it's just, like, I just love that, too, that in the process of this trial, where they have this cookout and the happy ending, there's now been probably 15 other crimes committed
by
the nascent Klan that just popped up in the town, which is like, are they going to go away?
Yeah.
Because it seems things are much worse now than they were before.
It seems like Samuel L. Jackson started the
Klan. They raped Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
And she's a millionaire.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's some like rich lawyer lady.
Damn the Klan, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, that was when they were just... making movies that are like, all right, who are the kinds of villains that no one could possibly have a problem with? Like, it's complete. There's no complexity. It's like right before all the anti-hero shit, it's like everyone is just the most evil. They're the Klan, and they rape.
Or Chechen
and
terrorists.
Or Russia.
We should do that again. We should have a movie that's just Godzilla versus Louisiana swamp racism. Alien versus some guy with three teeth named Pierre Saint Cuck that uses the N-word casually. At Circle K.
Mm-hmm.
That would be... Mm-hmm. A fun movie-going experience.
That would be fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But honestly, the reason I put it on is because I do miss that shit. I miss watching a movie and just having my eyes glaze over.
Looking
just
at your
being
phone.
Like, not looking at my phone. Like the way it used to be where you would go see just a piece of shit movie in the theater.
Because
and
it
like,
was
well,
the movie.
It's 2 hours out of the day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Time to go to McDonald's and then go to sleep.
Time to go to McDonald's and maybe get 17 minutes of dial-up internet and slowly download a picture of Trish Stratus where you can see her nipples, but not her whole breasts. Mm-hmm. I jacked off to one picture of Trish Stratus, like, wet t-shirting.
Hard through a shirt.
So many times. I would re-download it. I would print it sometimes.
I do miss the sound of those modems.
Yeah, it was satisfying. Yeah.
It's weird because it's like, I don't understand why we needed to hear that.
No.
I feel like that could have happened internally. I don't understand. There's no reason for a modem to have a speaker.
What was making that sound?
Did it have a speaker?
They had a speaker that would make that noise, but it's from, I think, like the olden times where you used to have to like put the phone on the modem and the modem would like talk to the connection or something.
Weird.
I don't think like there's no reason for a modem to, other than the signal that it is like
working,
making that weird noise.
That noise made my dick hard, though.
It's like it's speaking a computer language to another computer.
Yeah, it made you anticipate getting online.
Going on Playboy.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sex.com.
It is
White House. Remember whitehouse.org or whatever?
It is funny to imagine, like, 1998, a father with, like, a sex addiction, like, excusing himself from the table and going in the other room, and then you just hear that noise.
I'm doing work emails.
I'm on the phone with a computer.
I'm freaking.
Although, I feel like I'm forgetting how AOL worked. I don't even think you went directly to websites, right? You had to search through their search engine.
No, they had a browser, and then they had like a social function.
But they had
like a chat function.
They had like, it was weird. It was a weird way to, you never had AOL.
It was
either
very roundabout.
Atlantic dial-up or Earthlink, or like it was just always different. Like,
yeah, there was just way, you had to navigate through the AOL interface to get to websites.
Yeah.
It wasn't that simple.
Yeah.
So they were really the gatekeepers of the internet, but thank God.
And then they had chat rooms where you can like.
I was never a chat room guy.
But people would share, like, people would like spam it with porn stuff, so you can.
Right. If you're everyone could jack off together.
A child looking for porn stuff, you know that there was going to be bots in the chat rooms spamming for porn stuff.
I was. I will give my parents some credit. They scared me about being molested so much on the internet that I was like, my mom, it was literally like, if you go to a chat room, you will be molested.
Yeah.
It was like one, it was like that, like the
That's a big part of Greek culture is being molested.
No, it's not.
So
it's,
little did she know.
No,
she
it's
was
not.
Inspiring.
I was, I did not go to chat rooms. I was telling
Stop
a story
actually
about how
got
I
fat because he would just eat candy all the time hoping that it would lead to a pedophile. He's like, if I keep accepting candy.
That would be funny. Just the fattest kid got fucked the most. Yeah. He was just like eating all this candy.
What did you make of the story Hansel and Gretel as a child?
I honestly.
The concept of a cookie trail.
It was a great
story. They made that
story
the day. It would be called Cancel and Gretel.
Yeah, that's right.
And it would be about some Chinese bitch that talks like a rapper.
So true.
That's true.
And Gretel would be, I guess, something else.
So fucking right. true, brother.
Yeah.
That is exactly what it would be today.
I don't know. It'd be so. He'd be some other guy.
Some fucking other guy.
That's the world we live in.
Don't I know it?
I got my finger on the whatever it is.
Dude, honestly, Hansel and Gretel, I was jealous, no joke.
Yeah, and then the house
because
was
it ended. Now, if they had gotten eaten, honestly, Hansel and Gretel might have been a big turning point in my life because the lesson it taught me is
if
you
they
get
got
fat
there
as shit.
Come up
And you get, and then you get revenge on this bitch, and you get to eat her whole candy house afterwards.
Her house is made out
remember,
of candy.
I remember as a
or
kid.
Or did they eat her?
I remember as a kid.
They threw her in the oven, right?
Yeah.
I remember as a kid, if you give a mouse a cookie, just being like, damn, I want a fucking cookie.
I know. Yeah. I did not get that at all. I was like, I want some jam too.
I want cookie. I want all the things the mouse gets.
Fuck the mouse.
Mm. No, but for real. If Hansel and Gretel had, if Hansel,
they got murdered by that bitch.
Got murdered.
Do you remember that book that was like the old lady that ate a fly?
There was an old lady who lived in a shoe or some shit.
Yeah, she ate a fly, and then she has to eat a spider to eat the fly.
Yeah.
Then a cat to eat the spider, and then she just gets fat as shit.
Yeah, you remember that.
And it's like, this is the worst story anyone's ever told.
It doesn't
told.
Make any sense.
Yeah, it's not an allegory for anything. It's
well,
just
who's
like,
the bitch that lived in her shoe with
that's
her
That's why you don't
kids.
Eat bugs.
She had like 12 kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She just can't, she couldn't stop
she
getting
fucked. She
was
getting raw dogged.
Yeah.
And then
going back to the shoe.
Going back to the shoe.
That's some depressing shit.
And there was
shit.
No husband.
There was an old lady who
there
lives
was...
in a shoe who had too many kids, and you should feel bad for her, but guess what? She's racist.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
So she actually deserves to be
Good.
Gunned down.
Back to the shoe, bitch.
Yeah.
Back to your fucking racist
Back to the shoe.
But that's what I'm wondering. The old lady who lived in the shoe, where was her husband? Was she a fucking
that's
slut?
That's sad. It's sad. Yeah, no, she was getting turned out.
Maybe
on
she
streets.
Was a welfare queen.
Oh, that's right. Just living off the government in her shoe.
Getting kid after kid for more checks.
They're really reopening all the schools in New York, but isn't it? Correct me if I'm wrong. It's like June right now?
Yeah.
It's May. It's April.
So they'll reopen for the last 2 months of school.
What month is it right now?
It is
it's
April.
April.
It's
April 12th.
And is that summer?
It's not
April's
quite
spring.
Summer.
In New York, April's still cold.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's been nice.
I couldn't.
It's always
like
raining.
They're reopening school. And they're going to be back for what, 3 days?
I think
and then they
2
get out.
Months.
2 months.
They get out okay. late in New York.
Do they?
In the South, they get out much early.
Because
they have
get
to go
out
to
New
the
York?
Farm.
Yeah.
They get out in like June.
That's not late. That's right when it fucking
no,
is.
Like kids in.
That's why people in the South are dumb, is because their summer starts, you know, earlier. It gets school. Hot out, so they cancel. The school ends in February and it starts back up in, mm-hmm. in December.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, they have 2.5 months of school in Texas. Mm-hmm.
That would be fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just to keep the taxes low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love that, dude. If there was a place that had. Like not bad schools, but very lazy schools. Mm. I would raise my children there.
Yep,
I would love. I would. I you know, because as a parent, you want to give your kid the best life possible.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to choose
from the beginning. You want them to have as much pleasure nonstop as possible.
So I'm going to get my kid condoms.
Right.
Well, then you're giving him a bad life, dude.
Yeah. Right. No.
Only
condoms.
Fucking losers wear condoms.
Yeah. If I catch myself with condoms, I'm going to make
gonna
him
be
fuck,
pissed
fuck
off.
The wife and the family for no condoms.
A whole pack. I'm going to fuck him in the ass with a whole pack of condoms. I'm going to put all 12 on my dick and fuck my son in the ass.
He's going to have to suck me off 12 times.
He'll learn.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to fuck the dog.
Mm-hmm.
You have to fuck your dog and then put it down.
There's a lot of different lessons with the condoms that could be taken for sure.
To kill your
dog. You're gonna have to kill the dog for wearing a condom.
And your kid's crying and raw from having to fuck his own dog to death, and you're like, here you go, here's a cigarette.
Yeah, that's fucking feels good.
Yeah, that's cool, right?
Suck that down.
welcome to bars. Welcome to hanging out in bars.
All right, you just
guess
learned your
son.
First lesson.
Guess what, son? You're a man now. That's what it takes.
Welcome to the man cave.
What would you do
if watching Diagnosis Murder?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What would you do if your son loved school? If he gave birth to a fucking nerd?
I would also love that in my daughter's bedroom. So you get your daughter a bedroom right in the house.
Sure.
And then it's, you know, she gets her own phone in there or whatever she wants. Mm-hmm. But then in the smack dab in the middle of the room, you frame up another room that takes up most of the room except for like the perimeter that barely has enough room for her bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put a door in it, no windows, blacked out walls, and then it says the man cave, no girls allowed, neon sign. And that's where all your gaming stuff is.
Right.
You watch the game.
So you
have to go. You enter her room to enter the man cave, which takes up most of the room.
Most of her
center.
Room, yeah.
And most of the room in the center.
So she's
of her
got.
Room.
She's got basically like.
She has to squeeze in between the walls because there's only maybe, you know, it's like a
like
fucking
4 feet.
It's a 15-foot by 15-foot room, and then the man cave is in the middle, and that's probably I'd say 10 feet by 12 feet.
10 by 12. Yeah.
Biased towards the door, so she has to like kind of like. Slide around.
So she's got a twin bed.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
And then
pushed
back
up
there,
against the wall.
It's way back. Yeah, behind the man cave room, and then back there she's got her bed, and you know maybe a couple of bras or whatever.
Yeah, and that's to keep tabs on her. Or
her little Joan Didion books, whatever dumb bitch shit she's doing.
Yeah, that kind of shit.
Meanwhile,
who's Joan Didion? She wrote Super Fudge.
She wrote Superfudge. She wrote Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing.
She wrote Anne Frank's Diary.
Anne Frank's Diary. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anne Frank's Diary about getting horny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anne Frank's.
Mm-hmm. From what I understand, that's most of the book.
Yeah.
Never read it, but that's what I understand.
Yeah, she's jacking off most of that book. Yeah. That's how they got caught by the Nazis, because she was
her vibrator was going off.
I remember having to read Anne Frank's diary
15 times a day.
I had to read Anne Frank. Everyone had to read Anne Frank's diary.
I didn't.
And then it's like, I remember there's a lot of books that I think I've read because they were assigned reading that I definitely just skimmed through.
Maybe I had to read it and I just didn't. Too.
And so in my memory, like, there's been times where I thought the book contained hold on, diary, somebody's at the door. Thinking that she wrote the Nazis are here.
But
there's no way that's in there. The book just stops and ends. Like, today we had a nice lunch and.
And then she never got back to the diary.
Yeah, like I just, like, I've in my dumb brain has made the last pages of the book being like, you know.
Please.
We're outside right now.
Yeah.
It's the Nazis. Yeah. The Nazis are outside. Goodbye, diary. It's time for me to go die in the gas chambers. The end.
You know what? That sucks. I forgot she got caught. Now I'm sad.
Yeah. I think her dad was the only one that lived. Mm-hmm. And then he kept the diary.
Real Prince Philip kind of guy. The dad.
Classic Prince Philip.
Just being like
you're accusing Nazi. Anne Frank's dad.
He comes home. He's got like a bag full of bread. He's on his way to Secret Annex. He sees all the Nazi police tape that says like you know Nazis don't cross or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, what's going on here? They're like, do you live in here? And he's like, no. I heard some kike noises from up here though. I'm just a guy. This guy buying.
I heard
some,
a dreidel in the attic.
Buying some bread, and they're like, "Why do you have a menorah in your grocery bag?" He's like, "Oh, this I thought it was a back scratcher."
Yeah, they're like, "Very good, move along."
Yeah, all right.
Thank you for the tip.
I'm just a regular Amsterdam guy.
What is that over there? They're like, "I guess it's some horny diary of some sort." And he's like, "Do you mind if I beat off to that?" I've got a hankering for some jacking off. I figured. Maybe I could have that book.
Damn, her dad lived.
Huh? I think so. I might be wrong.
And he was like, I could sell this for millions.
I would love
This is going to be my ticket.
I've been trying to steal her diary for years.
Now I can know what she's saying about me.
Now we can look in the... We're going to read a diary.
And then everyone's going to know.
And then we're going to make money off of it. Thank you, Hitler.
Yeah, so that's...
Maybe I'm wrong.
I think that's what happened
Maybe I've besmirched this good man's name.
Well, who, Frank Ann?
Frank Ann.
Frank. Old Frank.
Frank would be a good name.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was a black comedian.
Frank do suck.
Yeah, Frank do suck.
Frank.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to go, you know, during the regular times, you know, when things get back to normal, to go to Amsterdam.
This guy could have totally played off being
Otto Frank. Yeah, yeah.
Like, what is your name? And he's like, Otto Frank. And they're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Otto von Schnitzel Frank.
Right. He died in 1980. So,
But he was in the camp. Like, he survived the camps, right? Or he escaped. What did he do?
He's the sole member of the family to survive the Holocaust. He inherited Anne's manuscripts after her death, arranged for the publication of her diary in 1947.
But did he get caught by it? Like, what happened?
Did he masturbate to her diary? Is that in there?
Apparently, it says on Wikipedia he never beat off. But why would they put that in? If he did.
That sounds like his estate.
They shouldn't say that.
Yeah,
you know,
it makes
kind
it
of,
sound like
yeah.
he did for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah, it just certainly doesn't deny it.
Yeah, that's true.
He was imprisoned in Amsterdam after they got caught, and they were sent to a Dutch prison.
He typed out the diary into a single manuscript, editing out sections he thought too personal to his family or too mundane to be of interest to the general reader.
They went to Auschwitz.
Chapter 3, being molested by my dad. That'd be a fun movie, dude. I mean, you could never get it made, but just Anne Frank, just flashbacks.
I don't know if it would be fun.
That would be a really funny movie.
I mean, no, you get Will Ferrell to play the dad. And he's like, yeah. Really good book that my daughter wrote. They're like, hey, Otto, what are all these missing pages? He's like, I'm an elf. It's Christmas.
That's good.
And they're like, yeah, you are.
Or maybe you could do National Lampoon's Anne Frank's Diary.
Yeah.
You know, just something to chew on.
Mm-hmm.
Bam, 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 bam. That song's in there. Bam, bam.
Adam's song kind of is about Anne Frank's diary.
Yeah.
The Anne song.
Is that the one where the guy kills
close
himself?
The door, board it up. I'm gay now. Remember the time I spilled the cum? I jacked my dick until it came, and everybody got mad at me.
It's my favorite song.
The bit here is it's that song, but it's gay.
But it's gay.
Close my ass, board it up.
I'm tired.
Remember the time I sucked a cock in the hall by the stairs. Please don't tell mom I'm gay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You take that, blink FAG.
Yep. Blink 1.82 inches.
Yeah. Blink.
My favorite band.
One beady off.
Dude, come on. I know you're joking.
Blink. Number one band, dude.
Imagine. Oh, man.
Number one band.
It is so funny that there's 37-year-old guys who are like, that's my favorite band.
Mm-hmm. I do. Like, I love them.
Which
they exist. I was in middle
school.
They
exist now, and Adam is them, and Adam's 37. But when Adam was 12,
yeah,
they were all like 45 years old.
Right.
So all those Blink-182 guys are in their late 70s.
Now. Yeah, they're 75-year-old men.
Yeah.
I go over to the the senior center. And we listen to Cheshire Cat and Buddha and Dude Ranch.
It is very funny.
All the early records
before Travis
joined the band.
I didn't even know.
Imagine a guy in a nursing home with an askew trucker hat and those like big leather bracelets.
That's
watches.
Literally going to happen, goddamn.
It's so funny. It's funny that...
I think I'm just going to start dressing like an old man. I mean, that's
millennials are like 49 years old at this point.
Yeah, you're one of them.
We're
old.
Not me. We're old. Yeah.
I'm an old person.
Yeah.
I'm youthful.
Which I like it. I think I'm going deaf, too.
I'm the youngest one of all three of us.
I've been catching myself...
I'm the baby of the
I've been
group.
Catching myself screaming lately.
Really?
Like in regular conversation, talking to people.
Awesome. Oh, like not being able to regulate your volume?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's so embarrassing.
I know.
Ugh.
My dick is small. It can't get hard. I wanted to get sucked by guys.
So really, Travis wasn't in the band, huh?
Travis was in, I believe, the Aquabats.
The ska band. Oh, really?
Yeah,
wow.
Who I was also a big fan of.
See,
in retrospect, is a very embarrassing band to be a fan of.
Yeah, for sure.
They were a band that wore costumes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he got the writing credit for Anne Frank's book.
Oh, nice, dude.
Oh, yeah. Frank.
Frank was the first
or
one.
Otto von Frank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Anne Frank died of typhus.
In Auschwitz?
In a concentration camp, but it wasn't... I mean, this is sort of
okay,
like a,
so that's...
This is sort of a George Floyd situation.
Yeah, so no, that we're blaming...
No, it is not.
Yeah, because all we've heard is that Anne Frank was, quote-unquote, killed by the Nazis, but I didn't know that she had asthma.
There's no way.
I think it's important.
We are not calling it that.
Yeah.
I think it's important before you want to.
She was on drugs.
Before you want to blame the Nazis for the death of Anne Frank, maybe this can be instruct us
she
as to
fentanyl.
What's happening in the George Floyd situation here. Because if you think, if you think the police killed George Floyd, well, you better be ready to say that the Nazis killed Anne Frank then.
Yeah.
Oh, you
true.
Are? You instantly are, without even 1 second of hesitation?
Well, hold on. Did I tell you that the father might have been molesting?
Well,
Did we get to that part of the trial yet?
Yeah. You have to,
evidence? Well, his name was Otto. He looked kind of mean.
You know what would be a funnier ending to the Time to Kill, where Matthew McConaughey's like, you know, he's like, and they take off or they rip off her clothes. And they throw beer cans at her pussy and shove beer cans in there. And her little pussy is so fucked up that it's squirting out blood that makes her dicks even harder. And then they slap her across the face. You know, the whole regular speech.
Right? Yeah.
And then they piss in her pussy.
Yeah.
And then he's like, now imagine that little girl was white. And then the jury's still sitting there. And he's like,
And the guys who did it were black. And they're like, oh! Yeah. And the whole thing's reversed. Imagine now. Then it was a couple of big swinging players.
Imagine they were having a little bit of a player's ball. Yeah. If you know what I'm talking about.
Dude, this first edition of Anne Frank's Diary looks sick.
Wow, it's beautiful.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Damn,
we're talking about the font.
Yeah. Well, the font, but also it's got this like kind of black. It's got like a very like sort of like gothic metal theme.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, that's what it kind
of was. And I was jacking off. I lived in the secret room where I learned how my pussy worked. Here the Nazis came. And they were they were just following the rules.
No.
It was my typhus that killed me. And it can't be argued that I got typhus at the camp because it has it. It could have been from a lot of places. And in fact, typhus was endemic at that point in time, so you could make the argument that by relegating me to an annex room, I created a sort of implied lockdown and protected me from typhus for a very long time. And in a roundabout way, the Nazis kind of protected Anne Frank. And this in the same way the police protected George Floyd from himself.
No. Yes.
No, whoever that. I guess Anne, no.
Okay, we're going to take a 15-minute recess if the defense attorney would like
and
to return to his normal
you recorded
speaking.
That. Yeah. Sorry, that
I'm
was
I'm going to play a song. I have a line to play. Give me a second here. I recorded this to some friends of mine I met at Texas Bar and Grill. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the band King Diamond. But this is sort of a riff going off of some of his work.
We'll sort of clarify and summarize the points I've been trying to make this whole trial.
You see, I've been searching for the lost third chapter of the Anne Frank book, which talks about her dad molesting her and how thankful she was for the Nazis for hiding her from the typhus that was outside.
He's just solid. He's just pressing play on a boombox and just standing there solemnly. But smugly, like, see?
Yeah.
They're calling it the worst song of all time. Derek Chauvin's attorney. Oh, God.
It's a team. It's that guy and the black guy.
I was just clicking around on Wikipedia after reading the Otto Franco, and I found this guy, Henry von Prague. Who's this? I mean, I guess it's more of a visual bit, but imagine it's like Henry von Prague. And he just says a big fat ass.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
This guy.
Who is this guy?
This guy with a big juicy ass. And he's lecturing it in Vienna and like clapping his cheeks and twerking.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
You guys just look up, what is his name?
Henry von Prague.
Yeah, just
what did he do?
Who is he?
Sorry, I just got a business text.
What is it?
A guy offered $40 for Nick to suck his dick.
Yeah, that's an offer.
That's
I can't
a business.
Refuse. It's a very decent proposal. I don't know. He did. Yeah. He was the founder of the University of Lugano.
Lugano.
Yeah. I have no idea. I don't know.
What about the University of Lukango?
I'm done learning shit that has to do with like books or.
Amen.
Yeah,
I'm gonna dial in my knowledge of UPN's 1998 lineup.
And you're one of the foremost scholars in that. I'm gonna be honest.
Exactly.
How many people do you think in the world know more about that than you?
Not one.
No one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly not any comedians. I'm definitely the most intelligent comedian in the world when it comes to this one thing.
The UPN lineup.
That's pretty cool because comics are pretty smart people.
They're very smart people, dude.
And some would say philosophers.
Yeah. Some would say just intellectuals, really. Yeah.
Intellectuals.
Public intellectuals. Yeah.
I'm a private intellectual.
Me too. I only say
smart shit when you suck my dick.
I'm a private intellectual. I know a shit ton about pussies.
Damn, that's
good. Maybe I can make fuck to your privates.
I am a private intellectual.
Why don't you show me your privates?
Show me your pussy.
He's a pedophile.
Why don't we go back to my place and I can see a bathing suit area?
It's better than imagining him saying that to a grown woman.
That's so funny.
Yeah. I can touch you in your bathing suit.
Let me see your privates.
Let me see your privates.
I want you to lick your privates.
Let me see your privates.
Hell yeah, I'm asking girls to suck their privates. Let me put your privates in my mouth.
You know, I was thinking the other day, I was watching Repo Man. And why did anyone ever think to call Charlie Sheen Emilio Estes?
Oh, that's good.
That's smart.
Yeah. I'm going to go back in time and give that...
Emilio STDs.
Give that joke. Was Nikki Glaser on the Charlie Sheen roast?
Probably.
Well...
Somebody was.
Then I could have gotten that joke on.
Yeah.
She's the only person that takes roast jokes from me.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them are like, I don't know who you are. I'm like, I got drunk and I called you the N-word.
Remember?
The Comedy Cellar.
Yeah. Back in the day, we started together.
Yeah.
You were on stage. I was drunk calling you the N-word.
Yeah.
I was we started out, our careers.
I was hanging out with Kurt that night. He was overdosing. I came by. I was drunk.
Remember, I was the guy, the little guy. Fucked
I
up.
Sat down at the table and I ate some of Jerry Seinfeld's wings and I tuned him out when he started asking who I was. It's me, that guy. Anyways, I'm working on this bit about Anne Frank. And there's like a metal song. I want to know what you thought of it.
Yeah, Jerry. Yeah. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, hear me out here.
Well, folks, it's been another...
episode.
Weekend of Cumtown.
Wow.
We want to thank you for hanging out with us through the pandemic. We know a lot of people are going to stop listening to the show now that the you can go back to your life, everybody's normal life.
Getting a lot of pussy.
I think actually just New York is all vaccinated. I think a lot of people still are living in the pandemic.
I think it's going to be years.
Mm-hmm.
But New York will...
But listen, we'll be on tour. I'm coming
in the future.
Soon.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of dates to announce, and see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.